welcome back to Rocket Right Radio, and it's time for our medical segment brought to you each week by Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center.
When you or someone you love is diagnosed with cancer, it can be all-encompassing, and every cancer experience is different. The staff and physicians at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center will surround you with highly individualized resources and care to meet your every need and preference. Visit MaryBirdLake.org to learn more.
In our medical segment today, we are talking with Denise Bradford, who is the Director of Cancer Navigation and Support Services at Mary Bird Perkins Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. Welcome, Denise.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for hanging out with us. Now, can you give us a little brief description of what patient navigation means? You know, we're hearing that all the time these days.
Yes, yes. A cancer diagnosis affects the patients and their families in many different ways. And patient navigators are here to assist with financial and emotional support from diagnosis through survivorship. This service is available for the patients, their families, and their caregivers. At the cancer center, we offer individualized assistance to those people to help overcome barriers and facilitate a timely access to quality medical care and psychosocial care from pre-diagnosis through all phases of their cancer experience.
And I know around the holiday season, there's so many special considerations, and it really impacts a lot of people. So what are the advantages of having this program available to the patients there?
It gives the patients a personal support person, somebody they can contact and to guide them through their cancer journey. We're able to enhance the ability for them to communicate through the multidisciplinary services within the cancer center and help coordinate appointments and other services. We are also a support person to reinforce any education. There's a lot of education from different medical offices, and we are able to reinforce that education for the patients, their families, and their caregivers.
Well, that is so important, because sometimes, you know, when you're in such a stressful situation, that information, if you've heard it at your doctor's office, it just tends to go right
correct
through and out.
And the overwhelming.
And it's just feeling overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So to have somebody that, and a lot of times patients, they're afraid to ask their doctor again. I don't know why. They're always thankful of their time, and they'll go home not knowing exactly, and I would say definitely always reach out and ask that question to your doctor. They really don't mind, but to have that other person, sometimes they feel more secure being able to call that person and go over things that maybe they think they didn't heard. Now, let's talk about when a person is diagnosed with cancer and they come to Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center for treatment, and they come from all over the place. So how do they get into the program?
There are a variety of ways of getting into our program, and our goal is to connect with the patient as soon as possible as they were diagnosed. There's information in our lobby. It's printed material for patients and their families. They can actually call us directly. We also get referrals from physicians, clinic staff, and different conferences and meetings that we have to go over patients. So there's no one way. It's multiple ways.
It's lots of ways.
Yes.
And I think that's important to know, because sometimes folks think, well, if I'm coming from so-and-so or I live in a different area, I may not be able to utilize those services. You have mm-hmm. so many different avenues for patients that are experiencing cancer and their loved ones mm-hmm. To take advantage of these programs. So now, at the Cancer Center, your navigation program includes registered nurses. So tell us about actually what the nurse navigators do.
We currently have 4 registered nurses in our navigation program. They are disease specific in that they can do very detailed education and support for that patient in their specific disease process. They are the person who initially contacts a patient when they're referred to our department. Once the RN assesses their needs, if they see their needs are more financial or emotional, we'll refer to the social worker. But that nurse, registered nurse, can help the patient with their medications, manage the side effects of their medications, and any other treatment-related concerns. They are also help the patient to get to their physician if they assess that there's a need for them to see that physician earlier than the next appointment.
And that's great, because sometimes patients will call And they're just given the next available appointment by the receptionist, and they think, well, that's it. So for someone to be able to assist in that, because then that becomes a crisis in itself, feeling like you need to get in and you can't get in a timely fashion. So to be able to have someone to help you kind of work through that is great. And this time of the holidays, that's when it's really important, because all the doctor's offices, this is packed time. You would think people would not want to go to the doctor, but they're reaching your end. They've met their deductibles. And also there's fewer hours because of the short weeks with the holiday season. So to have someone assist when you really need to get in, that is a great thing.
And there's a lot of financial concern, and to have somebody navigate through that, because you don't know what your insurance is going to cover and not cover. And so the patient and their family is just, they are in just a quandary. They just don't know. And you need somebody to hold your hand through that.
Absolutely. I mean, even as a physician, sometimes you get a bill or you're told that a medication is X amount expensive, then they don't know. There's frequently support programs through the drug company that the patients aren't aware of. They just end up not taking it. But to be able to, like, you know, express those concerns and have somebody offer them options. Let's talk. Are there any other advantages of having these nurses as part of the navigation system that we haven't mentioned?
I really think just having that person who has a connection with the medical side of the cancer diagnosis, that again is their support person, is just a huge benefit for all of our patients and families.
Absolutely. And then we always forget about the non-medical issues, and especially around this holiday season time. I know that people experience lots of things that they might not at other times of the year. So let's talk about the social workers part in the program, because that is huge, especially all the time, but really especially at this time of the year. Let's talk about them a little bit.
Yeah, our social workers are aware of the patient's needs, and they reach out to the patient once the registered nurses have, for better lack of word, triage them. They will do a full assessment of that patient and see if they have any assistance or special needs. Some of the barriers that they pick up on very frequently are transportation.
Yes, and that's something that sometimes we take for granted. But really getting to and from so many different appointments is a huge issue for a lot of people.
Yes, and our social workers are both trained in doing crisis intervention if need be. So that's nice to have that right there on campus if they need it.
Well, a lot of people don't want to depend on someone to have to come get them to stop their day if their family members are working. And what a great opportunity to get what you need and have some sense of independence.
Yes. And our social workers really have that kind, empathetic ear. They can really pick up on what's going on with the patient and have those in-depth conversations to get them where they need to be.
Well, and sometimes if they follow that patient and they know that patient, there may be things, like you said, that they pick up on that the patient is not verbalizing.
Correct.
Is an issue. And I think that's a huge thing, because a lot of people, even the patient, is not going to ask for certain things. But a lot of times you can pick up on that if you really have that connection. Now, another key component to the patient navigation is nutrition and your dietitians.
Yes,
let's talk about that, because especially around this time of the year, we of course think about diet, or some of us do and some of us don't, but let's talk about that in general as far as this program.
Yeah, well, we are very fortunate to have two full-time registered dietitians on campus at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. These ladies do a beautiful job of assessing the patient's nutritional needs and helping them during their disease process. During the holidays, it is a little challenging, because holidays means food. And some of our patients are not able to eat what they would like to eat.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, our dietitians try very hard to keep them as normal as possible as they're, what they can eat during the holiday season.
It seems the holidays, there's a lot more sugar being served.
Well,
and a lot of patients.
Also, I think sometimes if you're on certain treatments, you don't have your taste, or sometimes you have the issues with the nausea, but you'd like to kind of partake of certain things. Sometimes the smells can even be certain issues. So if family members are cognizant to that, that's important things to know. Are there any other things that you want to mention, being the holiday season, that's important for patients and their caregivers, you know, with their support system at this time of the year? Are there any things that you go, man, I really want folks to know this?
I think it's very important for people to know that during the holiday season, we do a lot of celebrating. There's a lot of celebrating of life, and we're just very fortunate to have our patients and our families during this special season.
Absolutely. So if anyone wants any more information, they can contact the patient navigation team at 225-215-1126 or email navigators@marybird.com. And thank you so much for being with us, Denise Bradford, the Director of Cancer Navigation Support Services at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center.
More Rocket Right Radio is coming up right after this. Stay tuned.